Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for the way that you come through for us on a day-to-day basis. Thank you for the spiritual food in your word that nourishes our souls and our spirits. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you accomplish in our lives. Whether we are aware of it at the time or not, we thank you that you are teaching us on an ongoing basis, as much as we can handle at a time. Greetings, saints. Our reading is 1 Corinthians 6, 17-20, TPT. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. This is why you must keep running away from sexual immorality. For every other sin a person commits is external to the body, but immorality involves sinning against your own body. Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of Holiness, who lives in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer, for the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, lives inside your sanctuary. You were God's expensive purchase, paid for with tears of blood. So by all means, then, use your body to bring glory to God. The consummation of marriage is a beautiful act of a husband and wife making love to each other. Unfortunately, lust constitutes the same physical act, but with different consequences. Immorality is a serious issue because of that combining at a soul level. In Mark 10, verse 6-8a, NLT. But God made them male and female from the beginning of creation. This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. If you're wondering about the value, your value, some people have a high opinion of themselves, some people have a low self-esteem. Fact is, you are worth the life of the Son of God. In Luke 22, verse 39-44. Then accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, "Pray that you will not give in to temptation." He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. Salvation didn't cost you and me anything, but it cost Jesus Christ dearly. It cost him his life. It cost him that suffering, that separation from his Father due to the sin that he paid for. Our sin, your sin and my sin. And that is why the prospect of facing that was so stressful to him that his sweat was like great drops of blood. And this is all because he wants to live forever with you. In Revelation 3 verse 20, Jesus himself said, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends." It is so important to our loving Redeemer that you and I become his friends, that he was willing to go through all of that. And he leaves the choice up to us. That's the free will. The love of God is unconditional. But love wouldn't be love if it was forced. It would be robotic. If nobody had a choice, and if you've just responded to God, whether you liked it or not, that wouldn't be love. So God chose to limit himself to your choice and to my choice. Our choice to accept his free will offering, his sacrifice, his perfect invitation to come and share a meal with him. And that meal that he shares with us is in our spirits, because the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us the minute we become a child of God. That is why we don't want to join our bodies to anyone in lust or immorality. We only want to give our bodies to God in service, in reverence, in respectful fear, not in being scared of fear, but in respectful fear, the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. But you're not alone. You're not doing this under your own strength. It's not you that is shining your light with your own batteries. You are like the moon, as I've said before. You are like the moon reflecting the sun's rays. You don't need any fuel. You don't need any batteries. You don't need any energy. All you need to do is exist, to choose to become a child of God, to believe in the Son of God. And that gives you the right to be called a child of God. And that gives you the right to spend forever, that's a long, long time, in the most beautiful place that we can imagine. And the encouragement is in Jude 1, verse 24-25, TPT. Now to the one with enough power to prevent you from stumbling into sin, and to bring you faultless before his glorious presence, to stand before him with ecstatic delight. To the only God, our Saviour, through our Lord Jesus Christ, be endless glory and majesty, great power and authority, from before he created time, now, and throughout all the ages of eternity. Amen. So it isn't even your own strength, your own willpower, that can keep you on the right road. It is God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercy. Once you choose to follow him, he holds you in the palm of his hands, and no one can snatch you out of the Father's hands. That's in John 10, 27-30. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. No one can snatch them from the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. So there's no need to be concerned or worried about being taken away from our loving Heavenly Father. It cannot happen. You can choose to reject him like Judas did. He chose to reject Jesus and betray him. But if you choose to follow Jesus, to follow our Heavenly Father, our beautiful, loving Redeemer, then he will keep you in the palm of his hands, safe and sound, all the days of your life, from now and into eternity. That's good reason to shine your light.